In Rashi, in the top of Yud Tesma Beis, the Masecho Heichamozer Achila. So there's a Haggad. So as a parenthesis, Rabbeinu Gufar Tar V'Yatzon Nishmasa B'Tayra L'Pirish Yaisa Mikam Eilach Hashem Talmid Rabbi Yudavar Nasa. So it's Mavur. The Rashi was Nifta over here, and the rest of the Pirish and Masechla is not from Rashi. It's from his Talmud, the Rivan. Now the question is, if you look in Rashi and Bava Basra and Daf Chavtes, the Chavtes Medaf towards the top of the Amud, the Masecho Lama Amar Rav Nachman Lekma Mishmaitz, and it says over there Ad Kam Pirish Rashi Mikam Eilach Pirish Rabbeinu Shmuel Bar Meir. And then the second thing it says, Kan Meis Rashi. So it's Mavur over there. That Rashi died over there. His Ptir happened when he was learning Masechus Bava Basra. So which one was it? Was he Nifter when he was learning, writing his Pirish on Bava Basra, or writing his Pirish on Makis? And Lachar the Pshad is, it's Mavur from here, that Rashi was learning both at the same time. Rashi was learning Bava Basra and Makis, writing his Pirish on both. And at that time is when his Ptir took place. And the Chida Taka speaks this out in the Shema Gdolim. He says, Lahadya, that that the Ptira happened when he's been Isaac in both. Rashi must have been learning Babasa and Makis at the same time. And he ends off with the simon. He says, V'simanuch yikadosh bam. But he says, V'yikadosh bam. Bam is Rashi Tevas, Babasa and Makis. That's the simon. The Rashi was in his Kaddish when he was learning both of these Masechtas at the same time. But what is interesting is that over here, by the Ptira of Rashi, there's this, this thing which is written in the parentheses. There's a whole poem about the Ptir of Rashi. Rabbeinu Gufa Tar, Yos Nishmasa Batayra, Mashenken and Babasar. It doesn't say anything like that. It just says Kan Meis Rashi. So why in Babasar just says Stam, the Rashi died, but over here, there's such an arichas of Rabbeinu Gufa Tar, Yos Nishmasa Batayra. Why are we mentioning that here in Bechla? And Lachar, the Pasha says, when we say that Yos Nishmasa Batayra, it doesn't just mean Kipshutai, like the Gemara says sometimes about people that Yos Nishmasa Batayra. But it means l'chai kipshuta, literally, was yatsa nishmasa b'tayra, that the last thing that he said was the word tahar, something that had to do with tahar, right before he was nifta. The Rashi says is kim rachatz, arachatz tahar. The tavala eicha b'maisa, so mamash, the last thing Rashi was mefarish was the inin of tahar, the word tahar, that one who, that he's tahar, he could be tavala eicha b'maisa. So his kipshuta, literally, yatsa nishmasa b'tayra, that his neshama came out when he's being mefarish, this inin of tahar. But it still needs beer. Why do we mention over here the Rabbeinu Gufa Tahar? Why is that important to mention over here that his Gufa is Tahar? What's the Mshan in that? And I think that also is Minyana of what Rashi was talking about right before, because we're talking about eating the Tumas HaGuf. And Rashi Mamash mentioned before, Adakshi Gemara Tumas HaGuf, Behadik Sebe Chule, and it's not Mekavadik to mention Tumas HaGuf by the Ptir Rashi, so therefore being Madgish that the Fakir with Rashi, Rabbeinu is Gufa Tahar. His Gufa is not Tumas, his Gufa is Tahar. You find in the Gemara Guf Tar as well, the Tamei Vatar Eichem Vekara Achas. So that Luchar is the beer in this Indian that we read over here. The Rabbeinu Guf Tar Yatsa Nishmasa Batar. Guf Tar is connected to the Guf Tamei that Rashi spoke about before. Yatsa Nishmasa Batar is Kipshutai, that he mamish was nifter by being mefarish and saying these words of Tahar, that Rachat Tar the Tav of Allah Eichem Bamaisa, and that's why you have this whole Arichas over here, Mashenken in the Sachas Babasar.